Montana's remaining major sets of environmental problems are the linked ones of introductions of harmful non-native species and losses of valuable native species. Montana originally supported valuable fisheries based on native cutthroat trout, the state fish, bull trout, Arctic grayling, and whitefish. All of those species except whitefish have now declined in Montana from a combination of causes. Less water in the mountain streams where they spawn and develop, warmer temperatures and more sediment in those streams, overfishing, competition from, and in some cases, hybridization with, introduced rainbow trout, brook trout, and brown trout, predation by introduced northern pike and lake trout, and infection by an introduced parasite causing a disease called whirling disease. Whirling disease was accidentally introduced into the U.S. in 1958. It has now spread throughout most of the western U.S., partly through transport by birds, but especially as a result of people stocking lakes and rivers with infected fish. Once the parasite gets into a body of water, it is impossible to eradicate. By 1994, whirling disease had reduced the rainbow trout population of Montana's most famous trout stream by more than 90%. Another introduced disease, chronic wasting disease, is of more concern because it might cause an incurably fatal human illness. CWD is the deer elk equivalent of prion diseases in other animals, of which the most notorious are Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in humans and mad cow disease or bovine spongiform encephalopathy in cattle. These infections cause an untreatable degeneration of the nervous system. No human infected with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease has ever recovered. CWD was first detected in western North American deer and elk in the 1970s. We do not know yet whether CWD can be transmitted from deer or elk to people, as can mad cow disease, but the recent deaths of some elk hunters from Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease have raised alarms in some quarters. While CWD is potentially Montana's most frightening problem caused by an introduced pest, introduced weeds are their most expensive. About 30 noxious weed species, mostly of Eurasian origin, have become established in Montana after arriving accidentally in hay or as windblown seeds, or in one case, being introduced intentionally as an attractive ornamental plant whose dangers weren't anticipated. They cause damage in several ways. They are inedible or poorly edible to livestock and wild animals, but they crowd out edible plant species. So, they reduce the amount of livestock fodder by up to 90%. Some of them are toxic to animals, and they may triple rates of erosion because their roots hold the soil less well than do roots of native grasses. Economically, the two most important of these weeds are spotted knapweed and leafy spurge, both now widespread throughout Montana. Spotted knapweed takes over from native grasses by secreting chemicals that quickly kill them and by producing vast numbers of seeds. It has now infested 566,000 acres in the Bitterroot Valley alone and 5 million acres in all of Montana. Spotted knapweed can be controlled by herbicides, but the herbicide is very expensive, $800 per gallon. Leafy spurge is less widespread than knapweed, but much harder to control and impossible to pull out by hand because it establishes underground roots 20 feet long. Estimates of the direct economic damage that these and other weeds cause in Montana are over $100 million per year.